Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Samach Gimel, and we were in the middle of the issue of swaps, something in return for Shemitah fruit gets the status of Shemitah fruit. And of course, there's the biblical concept that payment for prostitution becomes disqualified for use as a karban. That's called Esnan Zona. So let's start again on Samach Beis Amud Beis. We're starting, I guess, almost like a third of the way up. On Samach Beis Amud Beis, the Bei Rabbi Yanai, the members of the household of Rabbi Yanai, Yazfi Peiri Shviyis Me'aniyim, they had borrowed Shemitah fruit from poor people. But Uparu Luhu B'Shminis, they paid them back in the eighth year. So it would seem like that could be a problem, because the fruit that's being paid back is being swapped for the Shemitah fruit, so it should have the status of Shemitah fruit. Meanwhile, Shemitah fruit always has a expiration date, has a time of biur, a time when you have to get it out of the household. And here, if you didn't get it out of the household on time, if you didn't make it hefker at the time of biur, it becomes prohibited. So here, this fruit is being given back after this man abiur. So it should be prohibited fruit. So asu amru le Rabbi Yanai, people came at Rabbi Yochanan, they came and they told Rabbi Yochanan, amaluhu, Rabbi Yochanan told them, yo, sein avdim, what they're doing is 100% fine. And Rashi explains, why is what they're doing 100% fine? Because at the time that they give it back, the Shemitah fruit is actually gone. Because the Shemitah fruit was eaten right away. Oh, welcome back. Since the Shemitah fruit was eaten, when they give back what they give back in year 8, it's not a swap anymore. So the holiness of Shemitah never takes effect on it.
If they do the 8th year?
They give back fruit in the 8th year. And the Shemitah fruit is already eaten in the 7th year. Says the Gemara, Upkenegdan be'esnan, if there'd be such a case in regards to prostitution, let's say a man already had intercourse with the prostitute, and only after the intercourse he gave her a sheep as a payment, she could offer that sheep as a karban. Because since at the time of prostitution there was no sheep, it's only later that there's a sheep. When the later happens, when that sheep is given, the status of being a prostitute sheep doesn't take effect. The Tanya is learned in a Braisa. Okay, now the Braisa is phrased awkwardly. The Braisa says, Nasan la, if a man gives to a woman a sheep for prostitution, v'lo ba'aleha, and he never actually had intercourse with her, or ba'ala, he had intercourse with her, v'lo nasan la esnana, and he didn't give her any payment, mutter, the sheep is permitted. The Gemara says, let's try to understand this. Nasan la, if he gave her a sheep, a lo ba'aleha, he never had intercourse with her. She, of course, gave the lo ba'aleha, if he never had intercourse with her. Matana ba'almu di yoivla, so he just gave her a gift. So he just gave her a gift. How could that possibly be esnan?
Is that a gift or is it a payment? Rabbi?
Future payment.
Yeah. All right, but if he never had intercourse with her, it was just a gift.
Oh, okay.
The su, and furthermore, let's talk about the second case. Ba'alav alo nasan la, he had intercourse with her and he never gave her. Then alo yav lev alo midi, he never gave her anything. V'kev lo nasan la, if he didn't give her anything, mayas nana mutter, what do you mean that the sheep is permitted if there was nothing here to become prohibited? Elas, or rather, what does the b'raisa mean? Achikam, this is what the b'raisa is saying. Nasan la, if he gave her the sheep. And then v'achakach ba'alav, then later he had intercourse with her. Oh, or ba'aleha, he had intercourse with her. V'yachakach nasan la, and then later he gave to her. In both of these cases, Esnana mutter. That sheep is permitted. So the Gemara asks about this. If he gave her, and then he gave her, and then later he had intercourse with her. Why is the sheep permitted? Once he has intercourse with her, at that point, the sheep has become the payment. It becomes esnan. It should become prohibited. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar explained. He gave her a sheep. Right when he gave it to her, she went and she offered it. And then, a month after she offered it as a carbon, he actually had the intercourse with her. So now it's okay, because at the time of the intercourse, the sheep is no longer around. And that's the parallel to our case. That if somebody borrows Shemitah fruit, and then he eats the Shemitah fruit, and then he pays back, if by the time he's paying back, the Shemitah fruit is gone, so there's no swap here. There's nothing there's no Shemitah status that can take effect on the fruit that he's paying back. Because by the time he's paying back, there is no Shemitah fruit around. Just like over here, by the time the intercourse happens, there is no sheep around for it to become Esnan.
This is called CBD, cash before delivery, right?
Okay, right? Cash before delivery. Yeah. So the Gemara now asks, hey Chidami, now what was this case that he gave her the sheep, and then later he had intercourse with her? Ida Marla, if he told her, the customer told her at the time that he's giving her the sheep, K'nilach me'achshav, here's the sheep and it belongs to you from now, and later I'll do the intercourse with you. Pshita d'shari, certainly it's permissible if she offered it as a carbon before the intercourse. D'alesa b'shas bia, because it didn't exist at the time of the intercourse. Umatana ba'amu d'yayivla, and he just gave her a gift. Vidlo amrla k'nilach me'achshav, but if he gave her the sheep, and he didn't tell her you own the sheep. He just gave her a sheep. He said, I'm going to have intercourse with you, and then the sheep's going to become yours. And she offered it before the intercourse. Hey, chimatzi mikrova, how could that sheep even have been brought? It didn't belong to her yet. The Torah says, v'yishkiyakdish is beiso kodesh amrachmana. And a man who will sanctify his house to be consecrated. God says a man who will sanctify his house to be consecrated. Ma beiso bershuso. It has to be his house. It has to be something in his control. Just like a home is in his domain. Afkol bershuso. So to anything which is in his domain, he can consecrate. What he owns, what is in his domain, he can consecrate. But what he doesn't own, he can't consecrate. She didn't even own the sheep yet. How could it be consecrated? How could it be offered? Ella, so what's the case? Damar la, he said to her like this. Lehevi gabich. This sheep should be by you ad shasbia, until the moment of intercourse. And if you're going to need it, you can acquire it. Kani me'achshav, you can acquire it from now. It's in your house. And if you need it, you can take it. So she decided she needed it. So once she decides she needs it, it becomes hers fully. And then she offers it as a sacrifice. Since she offered it as a sacrifice before the intercourse, therefore, by the time of the intercourse, it wasn't around, so it never got the status of Esnan. And that's the parallel to the halacha of what was going on in the household of Rabbi Yannai. And in the household of Rabbi Yannai, they would borrow Shemitah fruit, but they would eat it already in Shemitah before the time of Biur. And then way after the time of Biur, in the eighth year, they'd be paying other fruit back. So that other fruit doesn't have the status of Shemitah, because by the time that fruit shows up, the Shemitah fruit's already long gone. So it doesn't have, the Shemitah fruit's not around for the swap to happen. Like with Esnan, if the sheep's not around anymore, at the time of the intercourse, there's nothing to take effect on. So therefore, it was permissible, as Rabbi Yochanan told them. Okay. Talking about now the issue of Esnan. Boy, Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya had a question. What happens if the man... Rav Hoshaya has the following question. A man says to the prostitute, here's the sheep. It'll be in your home. Once we have intercourse, it becomes yours. But if you really need it, you can take it already now. And that was our case. And instead of her taking it to offer it as a karban, kadmavik dashasa mahu, she took it and she just dedicated it to the temple trust.
Before the intercourse.
Correct. So Kevin, since we've learned earlier, Amirasa Lugavo, anytime you say something is going to the temple trust, can we see Rasa Lahajot? That's the equivalent of handing it over to a secular individual. It fully belongs to the temple trust. You can't take it back. So therefore, command akrivase dami. So therefore, this should be considered as if she already offered it. Odilmar, maybe hashtamia hakai. He told her it can be around. It still is around. It's still around. And therefore, at the time of intercourse, since it's still around, maybe it does get the status of esnan at the time of intercourse. So again, he said to her, here's a sheep. The sheep will be in your home. If you need it, you can acquire the sheep. And she, instead of offering the sheep, she said, this sheep is holy. And then, after she said the sheep is holy, when it's still around, physically around, the man has the intercourse with her. Okay. So now do we say that since the sheep is around, it gets the status of esnan and it can't be offered? Or we say maybe it's not, maybe it was physically around, but it wasn't hers anymore. It already belonged to the temple. Since it belonged to the temple, it doesn't get the status of esnan.
The question is if the prostitution can call something holy.
No, the question is if the prostitution can disqualify something which is already holy. She already made it holy.
She made it holy, or it was holy to begin with.
She made it holy.
Is she allowed to make something holy?
Yes. Yeah. She can't make holy what has already been used for prostitution.
She didn't accept.
Have to say bracha, and then it becomes religious.
She didn't accept.
She did accept.
She did. That's the case.
Says the Gemara, Betivsha Midrei Rabbi Eliezer. Why don't we bring a proof from the way Rabbi Eliezer just explained this braisa? Rabbi Eliezer has said, what does the braisa mean? The braisa is listing cases where the sheep is not esnan. The Rabbi Eliezer explained, Shekadma v'kivaso, that the man had given her a sheep and said, okay, here's the sheep for the intercourse. It's going to be in your domain. If you need it, though, you can already own it. And then, if she went first and she already offered it, then it doesn't become esnan when the man has intercourse with her. So, dafka hikrivasa. When is it so if she already offered it? Avalik dishaso. But if she merely consecrated it but didn't offer it, lo, then apparently it is not disqualified. It's not permissible. It is disqualified, right? When did Rabbi Eliezer say it's permissible? It's not disqualified when it was already offered. Implying that if it wasn't already offered, it was just consecrated, it doesn't become esnan. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Eliezer gufei kami bayale. Rabbi Eliezer's point itself is exactly his doubt.
So Rabbi, so the lady, she can't consecrate something she doesn't own.
That's for sure. That we saw earlier.
So she can't have it on a loan. Like she can't have a credit.
And that's like, following. What
like
do you mean?
Like a credit card. Like she can't give something that she doesn't have.
If you don't own something, you can't give it away.
So you can't on a credit.
She told her she could use it. Right? That's what the man said.
Yeah, he had told her she could use the sheep.
But he can't say that she doesn't own a sheep.
Right.
But she says, I pledge.
She can create a pledge.
Even though she doesn't have it.
She's creating an obligation on herself.
An obligation. That she can't do that.
Yeah, people can create obligations. Okay. But again, Rabbi Eliezer had said, what's the case of the braisa? That she had already offered it. So dafka yikrivaso, that implies only when it was already offered is it not disqualified as esnan. Avalik disha solo, but if it was merely consecrated and it's still around at the time of the intercourse, then it does become esnan. So the Gemara says that's not approved. Rabbi Eliezer gufei kami bayale. This was exactly the question that they had, that Rav Hoshaya had. My, what's the law? Mifshit pshitule Rabbi Eliezer tekrivaso dafka avalik disha solo da isei b'shaspia. Is Rabbi Eliezer trying to say if it was already offered before the intercourse? That's when it doesn't become esnan. But if it was merely consecrated and it's still around at the time of the intercourse, it becomes esnan. Odomar maybe a krivaso pshitale. He was sure that if it was offered, that it's not esnan, but hikdishaso. But if it was consecrated, maybe he's in a state of suffix. He's like Reb Hoshaya, misafkli. He doesn't know. He's saying maybe it's esnan, maybe it's not esnan. He just doesn't know. So Teiku, we don't know the answer to this question. We'll have to wait for Leo Anavi to resolve it.
That way, they didn't do the treasury in Beit HaMikdash those days. They didn't do Google research on people who donate for sacrifices.
Maybe they did.
If the money is kosher la pesa for the
maybe they did. Maybe they did do research.
The money is from prostitution and coming in. So
but that's the point here, that the prostitution, things that are disqualified... are only the things that are around at the time of the prostitution.
I don't understand.
A sheep has to be... What's disqualified is that if a man goes to a woman and says to her, I want to be want to do intercourse with you,
right.
And she says, okay. He says, but I need to get paid. So the classical case is he gives her the sheep, and says the sheep will become yours once the intercourse happens.
That's the payment.
And that is the payment.
Right.
And then at the time of intercourse, it became hers and it was around. So that's the type of thing that's disqualified.
That payment is disqualified.
Because at the moment of intercourse, it was here. So at the moment of intercourse, a new title took effect on this sheep. It became Esnan. Esnan is disqualified.
So, because after that, she had the sex. If she did not have sex with him, that sheep would be kosher.
Correct. Yeah.
So, Rav, I'm trying to clarify my question again. Is that it's before she has a relationship with the man, she makes the pledge that where she says that when I provide the services and I acquire the sheep, I'm going to give it. So she's really giving it at the time or immediately.
It wouldn't work, because if at the moment of the relations the item was in her domain, then the item gets the Esnan title.
Right.
Once it has the Esnan title, it can't be offered. That doesn't help.
Yeah, but Rabbi, if he made a pledge, and then she says, okay, I'm going to give you the sheep today, but we're going to have sex in 2 weeks or something like that, at any time or whatever it is, if you need it, use it, do whatever you want. But if she, it's still like kidding yourself and saying you're having sex anyway, and it is what the sheep is. Intercourse, I'm sorry.
It is harlot porn.
No, that's the point. The point is that the sheep has to get a title, and it only gets the title of Esnan if it's standing and around at the moment of the intercourse. It's like a swap. You can't swap something after it's already been drunk. It's like once it's there and it's at the time, then the thing can have the status. Otherwise, not.
But if this woman has a title of prostitute,
that's right.
Would even the treasury or the Kohanim accept?
That's well, yeah.
They would.
They're not going to accept the Esnan stuff, but the other things they would.
They would.
So now the Bryce had said, Bala, if the man had intercourse with her, V'acharkach nasan lo esnana, and later he gives her the sheep, mutter, it's permissible, because the sheep is considered a separate gift. Ramini, I'll challenge you, we learned, Bala, the Bryce says, if he has intercourse with her, V'acharkach nasan lo, and later he gives her the sheep for the intercourse. Afilu mikanat shaloshanim, even if it's 3 years later, Esnana Aser, that sheep becomes the Esnan and it's prohibited as a carbon. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, the name of Chizda depends on the language of the deal. Lokash, it's not a contradiction. If a man said to the prostitute, allow me to have intercourse with you for this sheep, what we'll call the sheep Dali. So then if he delivers Dali even 3 years later, Dali can't be used as a carbon. But if he said, have intercourse with me for a sheep. So if he says, for a sheep, and then he, 3 years later he gives her a sheep, That's not considered esnan. That's considered a new gift. So the Gemara asks, if he had said to her, this sheep, my havi, who cares? She hasn't yet pulled it. So the Gemara says, we're talking about bezono vedes kochavim, with a prostitute who is a Gentile. Gentiles do not acquire through pulling. They acquire through kesef, through money, through payment. It could be talking about a Jewish prostitute. Where the sheep is in her courtyard. So if he said to her, have you allow me to have intercourse with you for the sheep that's in your courtyard. So at the moment of the intercourse, the sheep becomes hers because her courtyard acquires for her. So the Gemara says, if it's in her courtyard, if it's in her courtyard, right, that's the case. He has intercourse with her and then he actually delivers it. Hakanyala, so of course, it's esnan. She had acquired it fully at the moment of the intercourse. Lo tzricha, the answer is the shavya niela putiki. It's similar to what we said before. He didn't say it will become yours with the intercourse. He said, "Let me have intercourse with you for this sheep, and this sheep is going to guarantee the payment." He's telling you like this: "Imai sinalach zuzi mikan ad yom ploni mutav." I might come with money, you know, within the next 2 weeks. If I come with money, fine. Then I keep the sheep. Below, but if I don't come with money, shakli besnanach, then you can keep the sheep that's in the courtyard. And that's like what we've said before, that that's already something she could take ownership of. She took ownership of it ultimately at the time of the intercourse. So at the time of the intercourse, the sheep was around. There was a swap possible, and the sheep gets the esnan title, and it becomes disqualified from being used as a karban. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes challenged the children of Rav Yana. Again, we had gotten into this whole discussion about the payment of a prostitute because the children of Rav Yana used to borrow Shemitah fruit, eat them, and then after Shemitah, pay back fruit. So we said, is that okay? It looks like it's a swap for Shemitah fruit. If it's a swap for Shemitah fruit, it should have the status of Shemitah fruit. The status of Shemitah fruit in the eighth year is already not kosher if you didn't do biur, if you didn't take it out of your household. So we said, no, it doesn't have the status of Shemitah fruit, because by the time it's being paid back, the Shemitah fruit is already gone, so it can't be swapped, and that's why we got into Esnan. So Masiv Rav Sheshes asked, we learned, Omer Adam Lechamar V'Lepo'alav, a man is allowed to tell his donkey drivers or his employees, L'chu V'ichlu B'dinar Zeh, talking about Shemitah, that he can go tell them, go and eat with this dinar, or tzu shtuba dinar zeh, go and drink with this dinar, ve'ino choshesh, and that would not create any problems, lo mishum shvius, that maybe they're then going to go take the dinar and buy Shemitah fruit from people who sell Shemitah fruit, and they're going to be violating the law of Shemitah, and he's going to cause them to be giving Shemitah money to people who shouldn't be getting it. V'lo mishum meiser, he also doesn't have to worry that maybe they're going to go buy produce that masos were not given from it, and they're going to end up eating things. That are prohibited. And he doesn't have to worry that maybe they're going to go buy wine that Gentiles pour to idols, and he's ending up causing them to drink yayin nesach, because he's not giving them yayin nesach or fruit that maasos weren't given from or shemitah fruit. He's giving them money. Monies are permissible. They'll already do with it whatever they'll do. However, but if he told them, you go and eat, and I'll pay the store owner whatever you ate. Go out and drink, and I'll pay the bartender whatever you drank. So now, choshesh mishum shvias, mishum mais, mishum yei nesach. Now there could be problems. Because if they went and they ate Shemitah fruit, and he's going to now pay, so that is a problem. So Alma, so what do you see? Ki kapara. He's paying, let's say the guy gave him Shemitah fruit that they ate, and he's going to go and pay the store owner. So 1 second, but the fruit's already gone. The fruit's gone. Our whole point is that once the fruit is gone, you can't have any swaps. Here it's gone, it's going to be a swap. So Alma, you see here that ki kapara, once he pays back, may yisur kapara. It's considered money of a prohibition. We say that the money of the Shemitah status goes on the fruit. So therefore, let's say the same thing here by the household of Rabbi Yanai, Vachanami. Ki kapara, once they're paying back in year number 8, since they're paying for Shemitah fruit, Dmei Yisura Kapara, the holiness of Shemitah should take effect on what they're paying back. And therefore, it should become prohibited. Answers the Gemara, Tir Gemara of Chizda. Rav Chizda explained the Braisa. Bechenvani Hamakifa. We're talking about a store owner who normally gives to this employer things on credit. So the moment the store owner gives fruits to the workers, the employer is obligated to him. To cave under urche la kufe, since they have a long-standing business relationship, where it's the norm for him to lend him things on credit. And the store owner is confident that the employer will pay back. So therefore, kanile dinar gabe. The store owner owns that dinar when it's still in the hand of the employer. The moment that he gives the Shemitah fruit, let's say, to the employees, at that moment, the dinar that's still in the hands of the employer is already his because they have a long-standing relationship. They always do this. Right. He always gives him on credit. He knows he's good for his word. So therefore, already at the moment of the delivery of the Shemitah fruit, it's already as if he took the monies. So therefore, the monies get Shemitah status. But in the house of Rabbi Yanai, it's not that they had a long-standing relationship with these poor people. These poor people didn't always give them credit. The poor people weren't confident that necessarily the house of Rabbi Yanai would pay them back. So therefore, when they borrowed the Shemitah fruit, there wasn't a swap yet. When they actually paid back, the Shemitah fruit's already gone. So therefore, the prohibition didn't take effect on that fruit. Says the Gemara, so what does that tell you? Makifo. If it's a store owner where there isn't a long-standing relationship and he doesn't always give credit to this employer and there's not a, confidence that the employer is going to pay, so then what would the law be? Mutter. Then apparently an employer could even tell the employees, go and eat from the store owner and I'll pay back. If that's the case, aditani. So then why, when there was a desire to make a distinction, that it said, here's the coin, go out and eat with it. Here's a coin, go out and drink with it. That's permitted. You could have made the distinction in this case. When is it so that there is a problem? If he told him, go get the food, when it's a store owner who has a long-standing credit relationship with him and he always pays it back, that right away at the moment of giving the food, it creates the obligations. But a store owner who doesn't have a long-standing relationship of giving credit, then it would be allowed. Oh, and another question. Even if there's no long-standing relationship with this store owner, why wouldn't there be a full obligation at the moment that the store owner gives the food to the employees?
Amar Rava, didn't Rava tell us back to Maseches Kiddushin? Homer lechavero, if I tell Jason, tain mana leploni, give 100 coins to Gabriel, and in return for you paying a third party, yiknu kol nechasai lecha, you will acquire my shas. It works. Kana, Jason acquires it, even though he didn't pay me, he didn't are from the whole concept of a guarantor. What's the guarantor? The lender gives money to the borrower, and the guarantor is responsible, because the lender listened to the guarantor. So the same thing, once the employer tells the store owner, give food to the employees, so that's as if he gave the food to the employer. So then right away, there's an obligation. So if there's an obligation right away, then the money of the employer should have the status of Shemitah. Ella Amar Rava, so therefore Rava said, the issue of the Brice is like this. Lo shna makifo v'lo shna she'ein makifo. It doesn't make a difference whether there's a long-standing credit relationship, he always gives him things on credit, or he doesn't. Afal gav d'mishabed lei, even though it's true, since the store owner is listening to the employer, at the moment that he listens, the employer's property becomes obligated to the store owner. Kevin d'lo miyachid shibude, since we don't have clearly specified what is going to be given for that fruit. Lo mitzar, nothing becomes prohibited. So the same thing is true with the household of Rabbi Yannai. The household of Rabbi Yannai, yes, they may have borrowed fruit, but what they were going to pay back had not yet been specified. So since it hadn't been specified, it couldn't get the status of Shemitah fruit. Asks the Gemara, Ela hacha, but in this brisa, Amai choshesh mishum shvius. Why in the latter case, if he says to them, you go eat from the store owner, and I'll pay back the store owner, why is there a problem of Shemitah? But the monies for that fruit that they're going to eat has not yet been specified. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa answer. We're talking about a case where the employer actually had given a coin already to the store owner. So the money is around. And he says, you can go to the store owner that I've already prepaid and take fruit from him. So then already when they take the fruit, the coins are already here. Since the coins are here, if they're taking Shemitah fruit, then the Shemitah status is going to go on the coins and they're creating all those problems. And then there could be a problem of Shemitah. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezrat Hashem will continue tomorrow.